let's take a look at what's going on with CPAC. Because you have some big, bold statements made by Jack Posobiec and Steve Bannon, and it's being used by the left media, Mediaite, and others. There's also Republicans Against Trump. I don't know if these are the the people that were running the Lincoln Project or whatever. I don't identify myself as Republican. I'm just against Trump. I'm not pro-Republican. They linked to this Twitter post from Republicans Against Trump, Mediaite did, which is Mediaite is a left-wing publication. And they describe this, they say, MAGA influencer Jack Posobiec at CPAC. Well, he is not so much a MAGA influencer as he influences MAGA. But I would identify Jack Posobiec as an Intel influencer, the Intel community. That's where he's coming from. I generally refer to these people as CIA, but this Intel community. And of course, you know, Jack was part of Naval Intelligence when he was there. He was publicly outed about that after a while, but that's where he's coming from. He's another character like Steve Pachinik, quite frankly, in my opinion. He's not as, if we're going to compare him to ChatGPT, or maybe we should say ChatCIA. Okay, so Jack Posobiec's temperature dial is set down a little bit less than Steve Pachinik. He doesn't hallucinate quite so obviously as Steve Pachinik. But they're both like a CIA chatbot. And so he said, "Welcome to the end of democracy. We're here to overthrow it completely." And this is at CPAC. "We didn't get all the way there on January the 6th, but we will endeavor to get rid of it and to replace it with this right here, because all glory is to God." Do you see what he's doing here? I'll play you the clip. But do you see what the guy's doing? He's reinforcing all of this liberal fear, all this fear-mongering by Rob Reiner with his failed documentary about Christian nationalism. That's designed, first of all, to intimidate Christians. Like, well, I don't want to overthrow the government. I don't want to have a violent revolution. And I guess it's not loving if I speak out against the things that are wrong. No, it is loving to speak out against the things that are wrong and to offer a lifeline to people who are doing things that are wrong, if you will. You know, this is the same. What they're trying to do is they're trying to appeal to the people who are going to buy into the "he gets us" Super Bowl ad, that kind of mentality. I just want to be tolerant with everybody. I don't want to judge anybody and all the rest of the stuff. Well, I'm not asking you to judge people. I'm just saying that you need to be able to judge right from wrong. It's not very hard. It's pretty clear. If you're a Christian, by your standard, you should be able to judge that without being very condemning to people. Yeah, just point out that, this is the way. Are you in the way? Are you going in the way? Not are you an obstacle, but are you traveling in the direction that you need to be going? I mean, that's all we're called to do, really. Let the people make their own judgments about that. Sometimes there's some obvious stuff. Sometimes we even have people who are bragging about their sin. But again, what Jack Posobiec is doing is essentially the same thing that Rob Reiner is doing. Both of them are trying to intimidate Christians. Jack Posobiec is going to bring it on. "Look, Jack, if you want to glorify God, then preach Christ, not Trump. And you might do something other than go to CPAC and make very insinuating language that, he leaves himself an out." He says, he leaves himself a little bit of plausible deniability, but his audience is buying into this. And the people on the left who are afraid of all this stuff, they're buying into it as well. What Jack Posobiec and these people at CPAC are doing, they're pushing us towards a civil war. And you got people on both the left and the right. You got people like Rob Reiner saying, "Shut up, don't talk about being a Christian. Don't talk about your values." And then you got Jack Posobiec saying, "Yeah, we're going to have a war, and it's going to be a war for Christ." Despicable what he's doing. Here's what he had to say.
"All right, welcome. Welcome. I just wanted to say welcome to the end of democracy. We're here to overthrow it completely. We didn't get all the way there on January 6th, but we will endeavor to get rid of it and replace it with this right here. We'll replace it with this right here.
All right. Amen.
That's right, because all glory is not to government, all glory to God.
Yeah, Jack, you're using Jesus to baptize your political ambition. It may be the end of democracy, but it's not going to be the end of demagoguery from people like Jack Posobiec, people like Mike Flynn, people like Roger Stone. Look, all these people, oh yeah, I'm a born-again Christian now. I don't see any evidence of it, and I've seen some of these people up close. There's going to be a change in your life if you start following Christ. I don't see that change in these people. They're still focused on politics every bit as much as Hillary Clinton is. They see that as the beginning and end of their life, and they want you to see it that way. Don't follow these people to hell. Don't follow these people to a civil war either. You know, you got Pechenik and you got Posobiec out there, they start talking about this stuff. Oh, I'm just joking or whatever. It's always, always about insurrection. They always leave themselves an out. And then when you, and some wiggle room, but they know that they're talking to the true believers who are going to go to January the 6th or something like that. And then when that happens, you're going to have Trump up there saying, follow me to the Capitol. He disappears. And then Alex Jones, who was out there saying, yeah, we're going to remove Biden one way or the other. Well, what does he mean by that? You know, whatever it takes, even if it takes violence, is that what we're talking about here? And as soon as this stuff kicks off, what does Alex Jones do? He runs to the other side of Washington, D.C. and hides over at the Supreme Court building, as far away from it as he could get. That's what these people are going to do. They're not going to have your back. They're not going to be leading from the front. They're provocateurs who push you into it and then run the other direction. I've seen this kind of stuff done at the Bundy Ranch. I've seen it done at January 6th. Haven't you? Certainly January the 6th, you've got to be able to see that. These people do this all the time. And I've seen it up close. And it disgusts me. Jack Posobiec. This is the way it's repeated by the leftist mediaite. The Drudge Report puts this out there. So they're building fear, loathing, an idea for civil war on the left. Saying we got to shut up all these Christians who get involved in local politics or have a say and want to talk about their values. We got to shut them up because you got people like Jack Posobiec and Steve Bannon and Mike Flynn. And he's the Reawaken America people. They're out there saying, yeah, we're the army of God and we're going to have a war and all this rest of this stuff. Well, we don't fight against flesh and blood, do we? We fight against the rulers of this world, and they're in the unseen realm. Well, you want to be afraid of something? Think about that. But we're not called to be afraid of that. We're called to attack that. To attack that. Yeah. They report this as he's holding up his fist. I think he's got maybe a cross on a chain or something like that. I don't think he's just holding up his fist because he said this. So again, welcome to the end of democracy, he said. We're here to overthrow it completely. Oh, I was just joking because, you know, you guys are always saying that we're here to overthrow democracy. I'm just joking. But then he goes on to say, well, we didn't get all the way there on January the 6th, but we'll endeavor to get rid of it and replace it with this right here. Yeah, we're going to replace it with God. Well, I don't know. He's got his symbols that he's going to hold up. I've seen the Ku Klux Klan hold crosses up, and I've seen them burn crosses. And they don't represent Christ either. Just because you grab a cross, Jack, and use it as for your purposes, that doesn't mean that you're following Christ. More likely than not, you're blaspheming. And you're trying to use him for your purposes. Steve Bannon can be heard in the background. All right, amen. Yeah. I've never seen anything more. You see these people behind the scenes? I've never seen a more phony revivalism than these people running Reawaken America. To a person. The ones that I know. Anybody who saw their private life, you would never think of them as a Christian. The biggest hypocrites out there I've ever seen. Yeah, a bunch of Elmer Gantry con men is what they are. So, eventually we're going to raise the swamp to the ground and create a new American Republic on its ashes. You see, just like Biden and Soros and Klaus and Gates, the people on the right also want to burn everything down, don't they? And reestablish what they have there. Well, you know, you had your guy, Trump, that you're all worshiping and following, and he's your only hope. Save me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You are my only hope. We need to redo that for Donald Trump. Anyway, the little hologram there. It is a hollow illusion. But now, these people, Trump was king of the swamp. He was the goblin in charge of the swamp. He didn't drain it. He made it stronger. He made it bigger. He didn't do anything to it. He was the king of the swamp for 4 years. But if we make him the king of the swamp, chief goblin again, he will fix everything this time. You better believe it. Well, you keep doing the same thing, expecting different results. That's the definition of insanity, isn't it? But both the left and the right want a war to take everything down and reset society. And society is at the time right now with a fourth turning where they're susceptible to that. And Steve Bannon knows that. Steve Bannon's done documentaries and stuff talking about the fourth turning. And when I didn't know him better, I thought, well, maybe he's going to talk some sense. Maybe he's got the long vision. He can talk some sense into Trump. You know, I didn't have much trust in Trump's character, but I thought, well, maybe, you know, Bannon knows what's going on with this. I remember at the time. You know, there's a real war between Bannon and Roger Stone. And so at that time, Alex was in the Roger Stone camp and they really hated Bannon. But I thought, well, let's hear what he has to say. And then we saw what he was about. He's not there either. But you got, after this, you had Jack Posobiec, connect with another armchair revolutionary. Listen to this. This is a guy at CPAC interviewing Jack Posobiec. They are so brave. And let me tell you, these are the guys that are going to run away from you for the next January the 6th, just like Trump and Alex did.
We are here in the swamp to drain the swamp and then eventually raise the swamp to the ground and construct the new American Republic on its ashes.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, do you think the deep state people that all live in around Washington, D.C. and the DMV, right? Like, you know, the D.C., Maryland, Virginia, they don't notice all these conservatives around? Of course they do. They see you guys, right? They're scared of you guys, right? Like, they're scared of the people that come to this conference because they know that it's the people that come to this conference that give the shot for a guy like Trump to come back to the White House and to actually take their power away, right? Like,
they, so the people in that town that you know and I know so well, they want this to not exist. They want all of you to not exist. They want your borders to not exist, and they want to get rid of you. And that's why I say we do need to be here. We do need to plant a flag.
Yeah, well, where was Jack on January the 6th? Did he go to take America back and everything? No, I mean, he would be facing some legal problems, probably, if he had been. They would have been up there as a speaker. No, all these guys that were the leaders of this stuff, they didn't go to jail for the rest of their life. Kind of interesting, isn't it? And it's not just him. It's also Steve Bannon getting a rock star reception. And again, what Bannon is saying, and I've heard him repeat this line a couple of times now, if we get Trump elected, MAGA could rule for 50 years. And what he's implying with this, again, I think this is going back to his fourth turning thing. This is very critical. And we're either going to move up towards liberty or down towards a really bad slavery. And so from that standpoint, it is critical. Not what is happening at the federal level, though, because we don't have a choice that's going to lead us into that direction. But that's the false hope that he's showing people, the fourth turning. That he is pushing out. And so he was holding court there. And as a matter of fact, I want to thank a couple of people who left tips here. Greg Talent, and thank you, Michelle Obama, and thank you very much, both of you, for the tips. M. Sellers said, I spoke with my MAGA aunt yesterday. She had a sense of urgency like God had has called us to fast and pray for Trump during this important time. Ugh, he says. Well, I can say that I share your aunt's angst. God protect and keep Trump far away from us. maybe you could make him a Christian or open his mind to that. But in terms of Trump, it is truly amazing. The fact that it's become this religious figure. And that's what these guys, these hucksters, these Elmer Gantries, who don't have any evidence of this stuff in their life. I mean, you see what these people do behind the scenes. It's absolutely amazing. But they want you to follow them. And when we look at Steve Bannon, just to give you an understanding of where Steve Bannon was with this stuff. Here's what Steve Bannon was saying 2 weeks before the 2020 election to some Chinese donors that evidently had been brought in. He's got connections to this Chinese Communist Party guy, Guo, who's now supposed to be anti-communist. You know, just like Trump is supposed to be anti-globalist. This guy, Guo, is supposed to be anti-CCP. And he, you know, he's had a falling out with these people. It's a mafia. It's a mafia. It's a crime organization. And he got shoved out, you know, the Taglias shoved out the Corleones, right? he's got his own ethical issues all over the place, Bannon as well as this Guo guy. But here's what he was saying to some Chinese supporters like 2 weeks before the 2020 election.
And what Trump's going to do is just declare victory, right? He's going to declare victory. But that doesn't mean he's the winner. He's just going to say he's the winner.
Yeah, this is audio.
More of our people vote early that count. Theirs voted mail. And so they're going to have a natural disadvantage, and Trump's going to take advantage of it. That's our strategy. He's going to declare himself a winner. So when you wake up Wednesday morning, it's going to be a firestorm. You're going to have Antifa crazy, the media crazy, the courts are crazy. And Trump's going to be sitting there mocking, tweeting shit out, you lose. I'm the winner. I'm the king. And he'll be all over. He'll be going, where's Hunter? Is Hunter on a crack pipe? I mean, no, he'll be, because then it doesn't matter. Remember, here's the thing. After then, Trump never has to go to a voter again. He's going to fire Ray, the FBI director. And he's going to say, fuck you. How about that? Because he's never going to, he's done his last election. Oh, he's going to be off the chain. He's going to be crazy. Also, if Trump is losing by 10 or 11 o'clock at night, it's going to be even crazier. No, because he's going to sit right there and say they stole it. I'm directing the Attorney General to shut down all ballot places in all 50 states. It's going to be no. He's not going out easy. If Biden's winning, Trump is going to do some crazy shit.
Yeah. That was the plan. This is just a couple of weeks before the election. And then, just as he said, we're going to jump out ahead, which they did. And it's going to turn around. Everybody's going to go crazy. And so the election was on Tuesday. And then they give everybody a day to see that things are turning around and to get all upset and everything. And then they kick out Steve Pachinik on Thursday, who does this.
So last night was, I was not given the permission that I needed to in order to say what I'm about to say now. I do not work for the federal government. I'm not paid by them. Let me just say again what I said in 2016. There are honorable members of our intelligence, military, and civilian community in the government who understood exactly how corrupt Biden and the Democratic machinery was and will be. This is really a sting operation. Contrary to what everybody else said, Trump knew this was happening. Eric knew this was happening and warned the public. I knew this was happening. However, I could not say anything about it. What happened was we watermarked every ballot with what's called the QFS blockchain encryption code. In other words,
total BS.
Well,
total BS. You lying piece of filth.
And who has it? So this is not a stolen election. On the contrary, we reversed the entire game of war along the lines of Sun Tzu, The Art of War. And Trump was brilliant and still is brilliant.
4D chess.
Sting operation we're running. And let me tell you that 48 hours ago, not only did we put markers on those ballots, but I can say now, with the permission of people in the intelligence community and elsewhere, that we have sent out thousands and thousands of National Guards to 12 different states, Washington, Delaware, Texas, Arizona, Alabama, and everywhere. What was not announced was that we watermarked all the ballots with what I said, QFS blockchain, which is a very hard encryption code to break. And the second thing is we sent, as I probably 20,000 or more, National Guards 48 hours ago. None of it was reported, and I thank the press for not reporting it and others. So what in fact...
So the press worked with them, huh?
You're seeing a sophisticated sting operation that was initiated by Trump. I'm just a lowly peasant in this game, and honestly, I was informed that I could say something about it today, only last night. The corruption in the mail, the corruption in USPS, with corruption with the Democrats everywhere and anywhere. There was no surprise here. And that's why we deployed National Guard soldiers to 12 different states.
Well, Steve, you've just broken certainly perhaps the biggest news since the election here on this show. I have to play this out logically in my head. Our arrests.
That's why I go on your show to basically, I keep.
Well, I love you, Steve. I'd kiss you on the lips right now if it wasn't digitally.
Can't. There's too many people watching us.
We're open like that. We're tolerant.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it was Owen and Alex who continually pushed this, but there were other people as well. Colonel Anthony Schaefer, Lieutenant Colonel, I think, retired. Steve Quayle. You had some guy in the UK, which I'd never seen before. I've never seen him again. But, you know, that's what I kept. I said, this is all garbage. You understand, none of this could possibly be true. There couldn't be 12,000 people, National Guard out there arresting people without anybody knowing it. And the press is not just going to roll over and die for Steve Pachinik or for his CIA handlers out there. Maybe he doesn't work for the government. I mean, he was working for Henry Kissinger and the globalists when he was participating in that Operation Gladio False Flag. But you see how ridiculous this all is, I hope, in retrospect now. Here we are about 4 years later, and we still have people out there who believe in this sting.
The election, I believe, was stolen. But we know that. Space Force has it all. Trump has
Space Force.
All the information.
This is October of last year.
It's going to be overturned.
2023, October 2023.
Space Force is a military branch of the, you know, just like the Army, the, you know, all the military. And they literally, walk up here. They literally... The night of the election, they literally watched the election be stolen. They know, they watermarked the ballots. They know exactly what happened with every ballot. They know what fake ballots, all right? They saw, they knew the election switches. They know what countries were involved. They know, they followed the money. They know what every politician that's been paid off. They know there's, there was 260,000 269,000 sealed indictments, but I think it might even be up to 500,000 sealed indictments.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're still indicting and arresting people. You didn't know that, did you?
Emergency broadcast, and the military is going to come in with martial law, and we are going to be shown 8 hours on, 8 hours off of videos for 7 days, the world, and they're going to be showing us taped tribunals, taped confessions, and... The world is going to be awakened to what's really going on with the deep state.
Yeah. These people are really dangerous. They've been primed for civil war. These people will believe anything, no matter how illogical.
We're ready to believe you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. These people, I don't, you know, you can't even reason with them. Because when this stuff was all running out, in the initial release that Steve Pachinik put out there, it was CISA that was doing it. And unfortunately for him, not even 2 weeks later, you had the director of CISA saying, oh, it was the best election we've ever had. And Steve Pachinik said it was CISA who was running that. So they changed it to Space Force. And then you had that retired Lieutenant General, I can't remember his name now, that was telling us, there was a big firefight in Germany and they got the servers and they did this and they did that. You know, there's been one of these things after another, and no matter how ridiculous, no matter how unsubstantiated, and no matter how many times they predict what is going to happen, it's just like these false prophets that they got, Julie Green and others, that they keep having it reawaken. You know, Trump is the anointed of God, and Trump is already president, and Trump's going to be coming back, and God's going to miraculously put him in office. And all. No matter how many times they get specific about the dates, no matter how many times they lie to people, they still believe it. And again, the left is no different when you look at the false prophets of the climate MacGuffin, false prophets of the COVID MacGuffin, and all the rest of the stuff. People believe what they want to believe, no matter how ridiculous, and no matter how many times their predictions fail. People still believe them. As a matter of fact, Steve Pachinik, I was surprised. He's still out there doing this stuff. And I didn't know that because I blocked him. He's blocked me. But I had somebody put this out and said, Steve Pachinik is out there and he's exposing all of these Mossad pedophile network that's associated with Epstein because, you know, they keep pushing the Epstein stuff out there for these people. And, this has always been one of their fallback positions that Trump is rounding up all the pedophile networks. I guess that's what he was doing back in the 90s when he was hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein all the time. He's just doing deep research so he could roll it all in someday as president, right? He wasn't participating in any of that stuff, of course. And so you got Pachinik out there, and this is put out I'll get to it in a moment here. But she puts this out and she says, pay attention to this. This is really important. Every leader in the world has been compromised by Mossad, except for Trump. Except for Trump.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. Trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.